The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Gascon would like to be L.A. County's next district attorney, and he is joining us on the program right now. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
All right. Set this up for our audience. I understand you were up in San Francisco. Were you the DA there, and now you've come down to run here? Kind of set it up.
Yeah. Grew up here in L.A. I spent most of my life here. My family's all here. I started professionally with the LAPD after I got out of the U.S. Army and spent a career there, promoted to the rank of assistant chief. And then from there, I left. I became a chief of police in a couple of different cities. Gavin Newsom recruited me to go to San Francisco. And there I started to work in San Francisco. I supported Kamala Harris on her original run for attorney general. And when she became the attorney general, I became the district attorney. Run for two terms there, pretty much involved in an effort to do two things: find a good balance between community safety and criminal justice reform. Have been involved in the criminal justice reform movement for years, and basically was able to show in San Francisco that we could achieve significant reductions in violent crime, especially, while contributing to the decarceration and finding better ways of doing our work. I announced about a year ago that I was coming back home, and when I did so, increasingly more and more people locally asked if I would run for district attorney here. And after a careful evaluation, my family and I decided that this is the right thing to do for our community, and I'm running. And basically, my campaign is very strict focusing on achieving community safety and looking for ways to treat our mentally ill in a different way, reducing the incarceration of people that are mentally ill, that are going in and out of jail, contributing to our homeless population, often with no end in the cycle, using data and science more aggressively to inform our practice, looking for a better way to intervene, especially when we're dealing with youthful offenders. We know that young people, our brains are not fully developed until about the mid-20s, understanding that development and working to make sure that we provide the right levels of intervention, bring in more of a restorative justice model to our community, and quite frankly, lowering violent crime. We've seen the increase in violent crime here in the last 7.5 years, about over 30% for the county, about 44% for the city of L.A., completely unacceptable given the resources that we put into public safety. So basically, my goal is to come in and, you know, improve the public safety picture in the county, and also to reduce incarceration and be more thoughtful about the way that we use public resources.
George Gascon is running for DA in Los Angeles. We invited Jackie Lacey to be on. She declined. Give us a sense. I mean, when you read the media articles about you, don't mean to label you, but are you more progressive, about the same as Jackie Lacey, less? Where do you fit in?
Well, look, I mean, I think that it's kind of a joke for Jackie Lacey to call herself a progressive, right? I mean, she's doing this now because she's facing a very challenging race, and she understands that she may not get reelected. Jackie Lacey has opposed every single reform effort that has come out through her desk. You know, she talks about her mental health credentials, but when you really look deeper, it is so few people that benefit from that mental health. In fact, it seems the whole process started, about 400 people have been run through it now. Think about it for a moment. This is a county of 10.5 million people. This is a county that has a jail population where the Rand Corporation has said that there are thousands of people in the jail every day that qualify for mental health diversion. And yet, in the whole period of time that she's been doing this mental health thing, she has diverted about 400 people. It is insulting
Yeah. Let me ask you about some other quick answers because we have just a few minutes here. Some want to suggest you wouldn't be law enforcement's choice, that you have focused some of your energy, or at least the commercials, some of which you haven't even funded, have talked about efforts to bring more law enforcement to justice, bad shootings, things like that. Kind of help us understand who you are. You've got an audience listening to you that ranges from conservative to liberal. Help them understand what you think about our police department and our officers.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, good policing is difficult and it's necessary. And the majority of the women and men in uniform are working really hard every day to ensure that our community is safe. When people abuse their authority, when force is used in a way that is unlawful or excessive, when people treat communities of color with disrespect, that requires accountability. And Jackie Lacey has refused to hold bad police behavior accountable.
And quickly, examples as well, racial disparities in our county jail and things like that. Is that something that is important to you to address?
That is very important to me to address. And some of the things that I've done in the past is like creating blind charging tools so we no longer see the race of the person when we make an early decision into filing a case. Also creating a do not call list for officers that have a history of racism or providing misleading information so that they're not used as a witness, which is something that the current DA has refused to do.
Quickly, because we, again, short of time, in light of that, coming to light the comments that Bloomberg had made back when he was all for this stop and frisk program and his description of the typical suspect, were you kind of shocked by that?
I was offended by it. More than shocked, I was offended by it. I think it's incredibly offensive to say that any one community that we serve, we can predict criminality based on the color of their skin.
All right, out of time. What's the website? Where can people find you?
Yeah, they can find me at georgegascon.org, and I look forward to their support.
George Gascon, thank you so much for being on the program today. Running for DA.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks.